This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
Jennifer Reid, our blog reviewer, is with us. She's actually on holidays in the US. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Katrina.
I hope the weather hasn't been too cold for you.
No, it's actually autumn over here, which is one of my favourite seasons. So we're having a lovely time.
Oh, that's good. Now, we've got a New York blog today.
Yes, it's called Food Mayhem, and it's by a New York couple, Lon and Jess Binder. And they originally started out blogging separately, but in 2006 decided to merge their love for blogging and food, and they started Food Mayhem together.
Okay, now where did the name come from, and how did this blog start out?
Well, Lon was the primary blogger in the beginning, and then Jess decided to join in, but eventually became the primary blogger herself and quit her job to blog. So Lon decided on the name, though, which is Food Mayhem, because their aim is to bring order to the chaotic world of food. And what they said is that since there are so many types of foods and different takes on the same recipes and different tastes, Lon and Jess thought through all that mayhem in their blog and helped simplify and make sense of what it takes to make delicious food.
Okay.
Yeah. And Jess didn't really understand blogging at first, but like Lon, she absolutely loved food. And they were always cooking together and eating at restaurants and all of that sort of thing. And it was mostly just for themselves that they wanted to record their findings in the blog, but they didn't actually realise until almost a year later that other people were actually following their blog
as well
and, you know, really taking notice of their advice.
Mm.
So, yeah, and they've recently had their first baby, and Jess said that being new parents slowed down their blogging a little, and it was hard to find the time to blog sometimes. But they have lots of ideas and moments they want to share about food and about their daughter and just life in general. Yet time at the computer can sometimes be a rare commodity. So sometimes post ideas pass and they don't get to blog about it. But now that their little girl, Kayan, is 6 months old, Jess and Lon have found that they're getting back in the groove of blogging again. So
okay. So do they have a bit of a different approach to their blogging? How do they do it?
Yeah, well, Jess does the regular blogging and she posts recipes and stories about food and about baby Kayan and that sort of thing. Whereas
it's funny that they named their baby after a type of pepper anyway.
I know, isn't it gorgeous? Isn't that,
yep.
You know, the sign of a true foodie there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but Lon doesn't post as often, probably because his posts can take weeks of research. So even for something as simple as salt, Lon recently posted a blog post called Salt, and he goes into detail about all the different types of salt, so table salt and different sea salts and just the different uses and the qualities of different salt. So you can also learn about how the different salts are actually produced in this post. And, yeah, it was just really interesting. So Lon's posts are usually jam-packed with lots of information and just, you know, research done about foods.
Okay, so they're bringing slightly kind of different, I guess, interests and talents to the blog.
Yeah, that's right. Lon works in computers and knows all about the technical side of blogging as well, so Jess leaves that to him. Whereas Jess has worked as a caterer, owned her own cafe, and also worked as a recipe developer. So she brings all that knowledge to the blog.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they live in one of the most amazing cities in the world, New York, Katrina, means that you'll find lots of fabulous restaurant recommendations, which is really handy for anyone visiting New York,
and
which was very handy for me, actually.
Yeah, I bet. Although I reckon that would have slowed down a bit since I had a baby. It's a bit harder to get out to restaurants, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, they need a babysitter for that. But
that's right.
Yeah, they do lots of good cooking, so that's all right.
So what are some of your favourite posts?
There's a post called More Pumpkin Lasagna, Please.
Uh-huh.
And my family loves lasagna, but I get sick of using meat sauce all the time.
Yeah.
So I've used this recipe from Jess as inspiration for my own vegetarian lasagna, actually, back home. And I use other veggies besides just pumpkin as well, only because pumpkin's not a huge favourite in my family. And I would have ended up eating the whole lasagna on my own because I love pumpkin.
Right.
But it's definitely a great recipe. And Jess said it's actually one of her personal favourites that she serves to guests whenever pumpkin is in season. And she actually hopes to become famous for it one day because she's very proud of it. And another one called Garlic Knots. For superior garlic bread. And I thought this one was really funny because Jess said when Lon got home, he was going to be really upset after reading this post because she ate the whole lot of garlic knots after she took the photos for the blog. And I can so relate to that because I love garlic bread. And the problem is that you can't just stop at one piece and you end up with garlic breath. So you can't hide the fact that you ate it. It's something, you know, that delicious. Who really cares? just eat some mint afterwards.
Yes.
That looks like a good recipe to try.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most gorgeous posts was the announcement of Cayen. And that was a little while ago. And it was titled Food Mayhem's New Ingredient, Cayen. As I said before, it's a sign of a true foodie when you name your child after a spice. And Jess said she was so excited about sharing this news with her readers because there's nothing more important to them than their little girl, obviously.
Yeah.
And they're always sharing what they've made in their blog in the way of food. But this was the ultimate creation that they were really proud of sharing. And what they wrote in their post was so sweet, and I'll just read it to you.
Mm-hmm.
They said, "We welcome our little girl, Kaya, with wide arms and lots of love. Our home is a mixture of laughter, food, and now the sounds of a baby, a recipe for happiness with a little spice."
Oh, that's sweet, isn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, I just love that Lon and Jess share their life and loves really openly with all of us, and I also love that they're interested in hearing from their readers too. And Jess said while they started their blog as a public journal of their own food adventures, it's also become a place for people to share stuff about what they're making. And
yeah.
They've got a little section in their blog called Food Mayhem Fan Picks. And they actually feature people who have recreated Jess and Lon's recipes, will send in photos and yeah, Jess and Lon share it in their blog for all of us to see.
So, oh, that's nice, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a really cool segment in their blog.
Okay, well, thanks for that. What's the URL to find that one?
It's foodmayhem.com, and I'll also have a link to it on my blog, lifelikeacupcake.com.
Okay, thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Katrina.
Enjoy the rest of your holiday.
Thanks, I will. Bye.
Best of the blogs. This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.